Nolte, Houston Library Allowed Sex Offender to Read to Kids During Drag Queen Storytime. By John Nolte on March 16, 2019. A registered child sex offender was allowed to read to children during the Houston Public Library's Drag Queen Storytime. In other news, the Houston Public Library, the city government, y'all, sponsors a thing called Drag Queen Storytime, where troubled men put on women's clothes and read books to small children. The lunatics who promote Drag Queen Storytime claim the idea is to promote love and acceptance. Rational and caring parents, who understand that protecting your child's innocence, especially from things like adult sexuality, are suing the city to stop this madness. They claim that the government sponsoring secular humanism violates the Constitution's Establishment Clause on religion. And now we learn that a 6-foot, 200-pound sex offender managed to slip through the library's screening system, slip on a dress, and read to small children, all of it sponsored by the government. He calls himself Tatiana Malanina, but his real name is Alberto Garza, and in 2008 he was convicted of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old boy. We were made aware today that one participant for Drag Queen Storytime who read at the September 29, 2018, Drag Queen Storytime has a criminal background that should have prevented him from participating in the program, the Houston Public Library said in a statement. We assure you that this participant will not be involved in any future HPL programs. I have nothing in the world against drag queens. This is America. If you want to run around in women's clothes and sing Hello, Dolly, no one cares. No one. The government subsidizing this is something entirely different, and exposing small children to it is tantamount to child abuse. If there is one place where a parent should be allowed to take the kids without fear of having their innocence shattered, it is places funded with their own tax dollars. We now live in a country where your local library cannot sponsor reading of the Bible, but a fat guy in a dress is perfectly legal. And it's not just happening in Houston. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.